Welcome to the Organized Mom Podcast by Imani DaCosta Wellness. This podcast is all about entrepreneurship, wellness, motherhood, and of course, organized biz tips. So stay tuned and let's get into the episode. Before we get into the episode, I just want to let you all know my 6-month business mentorship program, DaCosta Academy, is officially enrolling students. There are only 10 spots available for this amazing 6-month journey. We start April 29th to October 14th. During this time, we are going to be learning the basics of the virtual assistant industry. You're going to be learning my specific framework of how I run my business. And the last 2 months of the program, the best part, will be completely focused on community and client integration and the launch process of your business. So if that sounds like you, if you're like, you know what, I am in the season for wanting to start and scale my virtual assistant business, right? No selling dreams, no gatekeeping, real transparent information. Take a look at the link in the show notes. I'll put in your application and book a free call with me to see if you're going to be a great fit for this program. Again, if you are ready, take a look at the details and let's talk about it. Let's get on a call. Now let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode. So this episode is going to be all about mandalas, right? And the lessons that I have learned from painting and coloring in mandalas. I know some of you are thinking, what does this have to do with anything, right? But let me explain it to you. So a few weeks ago, actually, when I started creating the curriculum for my 6-month program, I decided, you know, I was creating the program and then business was picking up. Life was lifing. It was a lot of stuff happening at once. So I'm like, you know what? I need an outlet. I need something to kind of ground me at the end of every single day where I can just sit with myself. Like, I do journal and things like that, but I wanted something like creative and something fun. So one day I had walked into my mom's room and I saw my mom actually painting a mandala. And I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. So after that, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to start doing that. So my mom gave me the idea when I had saw her one time. And then I started doing that, right? And I want to explain to you guys the process of what happened when I want to tell you guys what happened when I started doing this, right? Every single day, I've been dedicating about 30 minutes to 2 hours to just sitting with myself and intentionally coloring these mandalas. And for some of you that don't know what a mandala is, you could think about it as like a flower. Just think of like a stencil of like a flower, a sketch of a flower, and it's blank. There's no colors, and you just got to color it in, right? That's how it looks. Different styles, different ways that they are done and drawn, but basically that's like what you can describe it as, a flower that's blank, right? An empty canvas. Now, I want to explain to you guys how my thoughts changed from when I started coloring them in to a few weeks ago to now, right? So in the beginning, I want you guys to visualize this, right? I had a blank outline of a mandala and I start to think about the colors and the patterns that I actually enjoy. Then I start to think about, well, what would best fit the mandala that is right in front of me? Like, what colors would actually allow the true beauty of this image to like pop out? So I kind of do like a little thinking process before I even start the coloring process, right? Now, when I start the coloring process, in the beginning, my mind was so rushed. I just wanted to see the final product. It was actually annoying that I could not finish the mandala in one day, right? It didn't even take me a week sometimes. I think the longest one took me almost 2 weeks because remember, I'm not just doing this all day. I'm doing it at the end of every single day, just trying to get grounded for probably a minimum 30 minutes, at most an hour and a half, right? Depending on how much time I have on my hands. But again, there's so much to be done. But I remember I would get frustrated and annoyed because I'll be on the same image for almost 2 weeks, right? And then I realized, you know what? This is not something I can rush, right? And even when I did try to rush through certain sections, right, I would have to actually go back again because you would start to see like white spots. Like it wasn't fully colored in. I wasn't as intentional. You know, I was doing it, coloring it, and the lighting wasn't the best. So I didn't really cover all the white spots, right? Like it was kind of blotchy. And then now when I look back, because I've done a few, right? I look back and I started realizing that as it kept going, I started to actually enjoy the process more. I started to actually be more intentional with the colors, with the time, even when and where I was coloring or painting, right? I made sure, you know, the kids were settled. I made sure, okay, everybody had dinner, everybody took their bath. Let me sneak off to the room. The kids are fine. And let me just be by myself and intentionally color. Because I'll tell you one thing, if you have kids and you start coloring something, they're going to come and they're going to try to take the markers from you and they're going to try to color on your stuff. And, you know, these mandalas aren't like a coloring book for kids. That, I mean, they have them for kids, but you know what I mean? I don't want them drawing on my stuff. So just so you know, if you're parents, you got to make sure you're in a different room. So I was doing that. And throughout this process, like once I got to the end, right, after the first mandala was completed, I learned a very important lesson. So number one, I learned that I had to actually enjoy the process. Number two, I realized I had to be still and dedicate my time intentionally. Number three, I realized that I have to make time each day, right? So I can feel grounded. And I was actually excited. Like I would, at the end of every single workday and even the regular days when I was off, I'm like, oh man, I just want to have time to color. You know, I just want to have time to paint. I was really excited about it. Like that was literally the highlight of my day. And then I really realized you can't rush the process. You literally can't. And it's because it's not going to turn out as beautiful and you're going to miss so many key lessons along the way, right? I noticed that this reminded me so much about entrepreneurship. It reminded me that even though these seem like little things I was doing, like coloring in this little section, coloring in that little section, sometimes it felt like it wasn't making a difference, right? It literally felt like I'm going to be coloring this for hours and it's just so annoying. I just want to see the image done already. And that reminded me, like, this is what entrepreneurship is. This is the exact process. This is putting in work every single day, no matter how small it is. And when I say putting in work every single day, even the days that I did not have work on my days off, I was coloring in the mandalas. And it's because it genuinely made me happy. It genuinely made me feel grounded. It made me feel intentional. It made me feel present, right? And that has to do with entrepreneurship too. You have to learn to take care of yourself. Do what fills you up. Do what makes you happy. Whether that's going outside, going for a walk, you have to make sure that every single day you are dedicating some time to your business. If not to your business, also to yourself, because your business is you. You cannot separate it. It comes to a point like now in my business, I can't separate my business and myself because I'm my business is me, right? And I've learned to blend it so beautifully. And my business is definitely not anything I want to run from. But again, that is because I've built it this way. And this entire message, if you get one thing from this episode, is definitely that you need to take your time and you need to baby steps, but you have to push yourself. You have to keep on going and you have to stay calm throughout the process and you have to be intentional throughout the process. And it's just been so many like reflective moments that I've had since doing this. And I even had a meeting with my client last week and I showed her my drawing. She's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And I told her, I said, you know, I learned so much because this reminds me so much of entrepreneurship. And I realized like a lot of people, they want to get to the end. They want to see the final result. They want to just enjoy the fruits of their labor, right? But you have to put in the labor. You have to put in the work. And I don't want people to see my business and where I'm at and my success and think that, oh, I want that now. No, it took me 2.5 years, which is not a long time at all, but it took time. And I want you guys to understand, I laid a foundation for my business. So a lot of people, I'm seeing a lot more. They want to have certain results. They want to be at a certain place in their business. It's been months and they're not having, nothing is moving. There's no traction. There's nothing. They're stagnant. I see a lot of people leaving entrepreneurship and getting a job, which there's nothing wrong about that. But it makes me sad because a lot of people haven't even put in the full amount of energy or the time or the investment in their business to even allow it to be successful. And then you realize why a lot of people try to go to the online space, try to make something for themselves, and then just say, you know, this is too much. But they never actually gave it their all. So if you're in that position, I want you all to think, how successful is my business right now? What is happening in my life right now? What is the disconnect right now? Some of you have never had mentorship. You need mentorship, right? Some of you are not in community. You need to put yourselves in community. Some of you don't have good branding, right? Let's be honest. You need to work on your brand, your personal brand, your business brand. You need to grow that. Some of you don't even know how to onboard clients, right? That's an issue. Some of you don't know how to market. That's an issue, right? But these are all things that can be fixed. These are all things that you can learn to do. These are all things that are not going to happen overnight, but you need to figure out what works for you. Not what people just say, but what works specifically for your business. So think about those things. Think about where you're at now. Think about what you need to do and the best decisions for yourself financially, physically, mentally, spiritually. Think about those whole things, all of that. But also know that if you think about those things and you decide to do nothing, nothing is going to change. So for the aspiring virtual assistant, if you are interested in starting and scaling your business in 2024, check the link in the bio on my Instagram or check the link down in the show notes. Apply for DaCosta Academy, book a call with me, see if you'll be a good fit. If you are a current virtual assistant or online business manager, please, the link is in my show notes. And definitely sign up for our free monthly community calls. And if you would like some strategy, if you're having issues inside of your business, if the foundation of your business you're not sure about, or you've never had a mentor, definitely book a one-on-one session with me. It's a business audit and strategy session. You get a very detailed questionnaire and assessment. You get the strategy call and you get a nice workbook PDF afterwards, right? The details are inside of the show notes and is inside of my website. And of course, you can check out my Instagram, but definitely, guys, the resources are there. Take advantage. If it's not with me, look at other people, other mentors that can help you. That can help you elevate your business. Because if you're sitting here and you're like, you know what, I'm not making any money. I'm not doing this. I can't get clients. I've never even booked a consultation call. You need to figure out what something is wrong with the foundation of your business. Because you can't tell me there's not people out here booking calls, right? There's not people out here that are like, oh, hey, I'm going to hire somebody. I've gotten three new high ticket clients in the first month of 2024. And I have 3 more consultation calls booked for the rest of the month, right? So, and these are people that are willing to spend over $1,000 a month. So I want you guys to understand that that's not just a random thing. This is not just me being lucky. This is because I've built a foundation and now I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor, right? So just sit with yourself, think to yourself, what direction do you want to go in? And make your move. Okay, so I'm sending you all love. I'm sending you all happiness. Stay happy, stay positive. Whatever is happening in your life, just know it does get better. Just know you need to stay inside of community, join our community calls, and I will see you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for supporting me and sending you all love. Bye.